the McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show is not for kids. I mention that only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for watching. What's up, you cool babies?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better, it's better with you. My life, it's better, it's better with you. This is true, it's better, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello everybody, welcome to my brother Maria. And invite you for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
My fight or flight response has been activated. I'm the sweet baby brother, 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy. Woo! That's wild, y'all.
That's a dangerous expectation for how well the show's gonna go. I was gonna phone it in.
There was a vibe backstage of this may be the cursed one.
There's one in every tour. And we're only doing two shows this tour.
And it didn't happen last night.
It didn't happen last night. You look around, you don't see the cursed one at the table. It's probably you.
I think, do you want to explain why you might be the cursed one at this table, Justin?
Okay. So normally I wear more of a mushroom thing. And I didn't this time because I went to go change into my mushroom clothes and I found that my darn cat had pissed on him.
That darn cat.
Aw, man, which sucks because that means that I use this nation's transportation system to haul piss-soaked jammy shorts.
The carbon footprint of those piss shorts can never be made
up. I hauled those through Mickey Mouse's house. I hauled my cat's piss shorts. So I just turned around and didn't have anything to wear, now, and I felt a little bit uncomfortable, but then I thought, it's not about clothes with these people. They're here for me, for my heart.
Not about buttons or tags or boxes or bags.
Yeah. There's a guy in front of me a lot at Disney World, and he looked about right for one of our fans, you know, and he had, he fights forest fires on the side.
You look like the Pope right now, my man. You're doing it so fucked up.
It's just, I didn't want to, okay, listen. And he had mushrooms on his backpack, and I kept kind of leaning in a way so he would see it was me, just in case, but he didn't seem to acknowledge me. So he may just be a guy who looks like he would like my podcast and also does like mushrooms. Just a regular guy like that, yeah, not a guy who knows who I am.
Sometimes before a live show, we'll say, what are we going to do for the intro?
Yeah.
And then we'll throw out some ideas. And normally, one catches and we're like, that's it. And sometimes, people, what happens is, without any conversation about it, we'll all just part ways without deciding what the intro is going to be.
It's a high-stakes game. Yeah, for sure.
There's no decision made of, no one even says, we'll figure it out later.
The tone that Justin used to tell us that his cat had pissed on his costume and therefore he would be costumeless tonight, I immediately had to tell him was incorrect. It was very apologetic. You have given us the gift of shit to talk about in the introduction of the show.
I was so embarrassed because I felt like these are just my running around clothes. These aren't my formal Oliver print button downs, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel like between this and Count Donut Capes that maybe your cat hates my brother and me?
Yeah. My cat loves Adam Carolla. It's weird. It's the only thing my cat likes. This is still an advice show. And I feel like thank you.
And we're not going to let them take it away from
us. No, and I'm tired of losing sight of that.
You pointed at people in the front row.
I tried to angle up slightly.
This orchestra section. Yeah, this.
I'm not letting you.
Yeah.
Do.
No, hey, actually, you bought one of our t-shirts, so not you. Okay. That's cool.
Okay. Who's not wearing our merch?
Hey, listen, this is a question that we got from the actual audience members that are here gathered with us today, I hope. And we're going to read the first one now. My partner and I moved into a new apartment last month. We share a wall with one neighbor who we've only ever had brief and infrequent interactions with. My partner has sleep apnea and believes that our apartment neighbor does too because he can hear him snoring at night. I've never heard it. My partner's life has improved greatly since he started using his CPAP, and he feels, you know where this is going just then, right? And feels like he should help out our neighbor by suggesting that he get screened. How can he do this without embarrassing our neighbor and himself? That's from Heather.
Are you here?
Hey.
We should normalize punching a hole in the wall of your bedroom to...
Let's not say punching a hole in the wall, because that's never cool. But, like, carefully...
Cutting with a tool.
Cutting a hole.
Is that better, Travis? Cutting with a tool a hole in the wall.
Yeah, better than me, like, I lost a game of Fortnite punch.
Yeah. But we should normalize having little windows into our neighbor's houses, and then that would... And it's like a hotel adjoining... Like, you both have to open the door in order to, like, get a hang
session. But not full size, right?
No, or like, yay big. Yay big. A porthole, really, if you think about it, on a submarine ship.
It's kind of like after you sit next to someone on an airplane, there's a little part of you that would love to ask, like... Does everything seem normal? Like, what are you going to, how are you going to describe me to people who ask? What's going to be the thing where you're like, there was more of this than I was expecting?
What do I do that's weird?
Right. What is like, how am I stepped outside the lines? Because I'd like to just be invisible to you on an airplane.
You should start bringing comment cards with you on airplanes.
That guy next to, there was a guy between.
And then ask him, what's weird about me? And they're like, well, I know the first thing.
Yeah.
There was a guy who got Travis so good today on the plane from Orlando because we were like split between seats and the way the seats
we
were
made a McElroy sandwich.
We were towards the front, so like the seats were narrowing, so there's just like two in front of us. So Travis didn't have a seat in front of him to put his stuff underneath. And then the guy in front of him, Travis said, like, can I put this underneath here? And the guy was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So Travis puts his bag with all his entertainment underneath here. And then this dude immediately, like fucking Kreskin had just hypnotized him, falls straight asleep, like, out cold.
And also, like, feet on feet my touching. Bag.
Yes, feet.
As if it was like I had to get something from underneath Cerebus's paw.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Stone cold locked Travis out of all of his entertainment for the entirety of the flight.
On my flight out of D.C.
I didn't even have a screen. I didn't even have a screen in front of me. I was in hell.
On the flight.
I have ADHD.
On the flight out of D.C., I was sitting next to a man who was watching Austin Powers, the first Austin Powers, on the biggest laptop I'd ever seen in my life. And I kept stealing glances because fucking, of course I am. but I think he clocked me because I kept looking over, and then it got to the scene with the Fembots where Austin Powers... If you haven't seen the film, there's this really fucking funny part where these sexy lady androids try to kill Austin Powers, but he acts so sexy, like touching his nipples and doing some personal touch play that makes them so robot horny they explode.
And Griffin, are they trying to kill him with like guns that are in their hands?
No, it's far more crass than that, I'm afraid. Anyway, that scene starts going, and he just closed his laptop.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I felt like I had denied a true brother in this world. one of the sweetest pleasures, but I do think we should have little...
You forget that you are legally allowed to watch Austin Powers on any screen you want.
Getting back,
and they can't take that away from you.
Can't take that away from you anymore.
Getting back to the little windows in your bedroom, that way you could just kind of sneak the mask down and lower it like an elephant trunk.
I just think I've been trying to do a lot of calculations in my head, and I don't think there's a way of telling the neighbor that you can hear them snoring without them knowing that you can hear them snoring, right? So there's just, for them to get the information, they also have to live the information that they are snoring so loud that it is keeping the neighbor, who also has a machine hooked up to him, awake, right? It's really, really quite bad.
Is there a way to reverse engineer it where you go to them and say, hey, I hope that my partner's snoring and CPAP machine that's changed his quality of life doesn't keep you awake at night? Yeah, he has a snoring problem. Yeah, you might hear it. And then he got a CPAP. Right. And everything's better. So I think everyone should get screened.
No. Which is it? Is it that you may hear their snoring or that their CPAP machine changed their life?
Really?
You might hear him using his CPAP machine and then waking up and going, wow, I've never felt so good.
I think Travis is also suggesting this CPAP machine is audible through two drywalls. Which I've been in a room, if it runs
on a generator,
it's a diesel CPAP.
I'm not super familiar with the machinery. A lot of gears, I assume.
If a CPAP machine showed up at your front door,
would you adopt it?
I'd try it. I don't think I'd put all this stuff on right, but like I'd give it a whirl. Okay. Seems good to me.
Boxed up new,
dude. Shrink wrap, primo, mint condition.
So you think a good way of doing this might be to spend hundreds of thousands, if not thousands of dollars, sight
unseen.
There's
no way. There's no way a CPAP costs that much, dude. In this country, we got you.
And Justin, I guess the question is, Justin, what's a human quality of life worth, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd have to put a price on it.
No.
Neighbor, caring about neighbor.
No.
Yeah, but let's get down to dollar signs, am I right?
No, because what you're trying to do...
Jesus Christ.
You're spending the money to avoid having to tell another human being a thing. That's the only thing. That's a good point.
The virtuousness of this is...
Yeah, the other thing is like, do you want this? Like, you could just talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's also a part of this that you don't want to hear your neighbor snoring anymore, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's an element of it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, obviously.
Then just say you think there's squirrels in the walls and you got a special machine that keeps them safe from squirrels at night. It protects your face.
Yeah, you can put it out in front of their house and leave a note and be like, hey, we're spraying the whole place for bugs tonight. This special machine.
What do you think a CPAP machine is? This bargain basement miracle machine protects, fixes your sleep, and also filters out poison gas? Like, what do you think it
is? These things are amazing.
It's amazing and so affordable. How are they getting away with this?
How much could a CPAP cost? $10?
You don't know.
We're not talking about a top-of-the-line APAP.
No
just
way.
Just a CPAP.
My boyfriend's family is taking me to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando next month. Oh. I'm ecstatic to go. However, I'm 21 years old, have never been to any haunted house before, scared of people running, and feeling very nervous.
We'll come back to that middle one.
There, can I say, as a burst of anxiety, there's worse fears to have. Because why are they running? Feeling very nervous. I need to look brave in front of the family that I just met. Brothers, any advice to build up my courage and maintain my bravery at the theme park? That's from Halloween Help Me Nights.
Are you here? Hi.
You sound pretty brave to me.
Yeah, just from that.
For the record.
I would be willing to bet that you being brave in the face of scariness isn't what they're hoping the reaction would be. Right. I think that when somebody invites you to go to a like haunted house or horror themed event with them, they want to see you get
spooked. Everyone wants a friend in the group, or I guess maybe a future daughter-in-law, who gets very scared at things very, very easily.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. That's the end of that thought.
I think what you need to work on is appropriate response, because there is an amount, there's a scared reaction that on the fifth or sixth time it happens, the rest of the group's like, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it. So here's what I'd like to suggest, and this is a rare vintage, and people don't do this enough.
Okay.
But here comes like Jason or Freddy or whatever, and you just go, oh no!
Oh no, it's Jason!
Oh, not Jason! Oh no!
And misidentify them some of the time, just to like you see Freddy Krueger and you're like, uh-oh, here comes Jason. Look out, everyone.
Not Jason again.
You see the mummy and you're like, another Jason?
I'm pretty sure that if I did this, I would be very scared by something that I'm worried it would be like Beetlejuice, and Beetlejuice would come out of nowhere and be like, back from the dead or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And I would hit him in his face, like, because I'd be so scared. Or like the little Megan girl.
Yeah.
Like she would come up to me and be like, got any knives? And I would.
Yeah. Whatever. Dude, killer Megan impression. Yeah. I know you've been working on it.
Got any knives? Watch my TikTok dance.
I do think that more of those scarers in those things should respond better to, oh, no, thank you.
I'm assuming, though, that's
where I'm at.
I've only done Disney stuff, so I'm assuming that it's like you're not accidentally going to get scared unless you stayed alive for 20 minutes, right? Like, yeah. Like, I imagine seeing Megan just running around would be, like, massive, right? I don't think they're just running around and going to surprise you with that. You've got to be ready for it.
If you really want a life hack that's going to get you through this scare-free, when the mummy jumps out of his twisted sarcophagus and starts chasing you through the park, you just think, this person is at work right now. You see a Dracula, and your forebrain is going to be like, he's going to bite me and kill me and take my blood and turn me into a Dracula too. But instead, you could say, you're at work. You drove here to go to work today.
That Dracula's clocked in.
I am a customer of this haunting.
That Dracula has to ask to take bathroom breaks.
That Dracula is gonna take a shit at some point in the near future.
You could probably think that about most Draculas, though. I've worked at a lot of haunted houses, and you could just picture I'm behind the mask. It's just me. I don't actually, as I said it out loud, know if that makes it more or less scary.
We've also gotten questions from people who work in haunted houses who are like, I'm so nervous, I'm not going to scare anyone. So there is another person in there with you. And it's not the mummies. This always gets so fucking confusing. Mummies are real. However, they won't kill you to take their organs to bring their wife back from the dead or whatever.
The fact that...
That happened once. And pretty soon...
The fact that Halloween Horror Nights continues to exist is proof that monsters aren't real. Because I think that would be the number one place to kill and eat people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the best place to kill and eat? I know it well. Halloween Horror Nights, they will stand in a line, and you can just walk up to them and
kill
them.
They'll take a picture with you.
They'll take a picture with you, and they'll send it to you, and then you can kill them. And their friend will laugh or whatever, but it's the best place.
The number of peer-reviewed reporting I would need to see when I heard the news report, Wolfman kills and eats someone at Hollywood Horror Nights, for my gut reaction not to be like, sure.
Yeah, nice try.
You're laying it on a little thick, Hollywood Horror Nights.
I'll go ahead and buy a ticket if it's all the same to you. Thank you.
You guys are getting me pretty spooked talking about like it could happen.
They're all at work.
That's right. I feel better now.
Sorry, were you trying to segue to?
No, I was really getting spooked. Okay, I don't like the idea of there being one real monster among all those fake monsters.
Okay, well, you're undoing the good work we've done.
You started it.
You got a good point.
That is a fair point, actually.
Don't go!
You've really turned on this. This is a different direction.
That's my only advice to most things I don't want to do.
There's lots of other stuff. You can go to the Dr. Seuss part.
Not haunted.
Not haunted at all. I bet also like zero lines, if I had to guess. You can, the rides you can ride or whatever the different rides are there. I don't know.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't normally do this, but I drank a lot of water before the show. And so I just need to riddle me piss. Riddle me piss, boy.
Oh, fuck. That's right. We have to actually do the segment now. Do you want to say what Riddle Me Piss is in case it's people's first?
Seems pretty self-explanatory.
No, it doesn't, man.
I scoured riddles.com to find the perfect brain teaser and crowd pleaser. And I'm going to read it to my brothers and they're going to answer. I don't see what.
This is the most infuriating. This is the least winnable game of all of our wonderful little games.
It's about having a good time together.
Yeah, sure.
Katie and Vicky are sitting together on a park bench.
I'm going to write this down.
Katie is texting her friends while Vicky is applying her makeup. Who's more likely to be robbed?
Katie, because Vicky has a mirror.
Ooh, that's good. But Vicky could also be doing eyeliner and have eyes closed, which I think, okay, no? When I had theater stage eyeliner put on me when I was a child, I closed my fucking eyes. I'm not trying to get stabbed in the eye with a pencil. Are you out of your mind?
I just always applied mine with my CPAP machine. I was just...
What'd you say? You said Vicky or you said Katie? I'm going to say Vicky.
Justin is correct.
And for the reasoning that Katie has the mirror, which or Vicky has the mirror, but this concerned me because this implies that anytime someone's doing makeup in a compact mirror, it's about half makeup and half...
looking for robberies.
Like, I'm ready.
Always watching for robberies.
So wait, Justin got it exactly right?
Yeah, I think the game's dead.
I'm not kidding. I think this is the last Riddle Me Piss.
I think Justin's freed me from this. I don't want to do it either. It's the most work I do on any segment of the show.
It's really, guys, like, I'm having a moment up here.
Hey, but this is it, though.
This is literally it.
Because an hour of scrolling through that damn website.
Because
we've never done this.
Once we solve one of these using logic and reason, the whole concept of the bit fucking crumbles to
I'm
ash.
Free. Now I can focus more on play along at home and work of far. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now listen.
Maybe go back to
I would
to
like
Sadler's.
To ask, can we just have a moment of silence? Because this will be that was the last ever Real Me Piss.
They don't want.
Hey, if you could, come on. Come on. Just one. Just even the titter.
Even, no.
Even that much is.
Hey, Juice, the vibe sucks. Turns out when you make the audience be quiet for a while.
Just one moment.
I don't just like
one,
it, man.
Just 1 second. It's okay to be in this place. It's vulnerable.
It's not, man.
It's just that they paid to be here, so a minute is money.
Don't be afraid. It's
I'm vulnerable. Not afraid. I just don't
Every
like it.
Now and then, I'm away home from work. I pass a school that has a snow cone truck out front serving kids and staff. This is not in a gated area, and I could easily park up and just walk up to the truck. My question is, can I just get a snow cone and... leave, even though it's on school ground? Is there anything I could say or do that would maximize my chance to get a snow cone and not ask to leave? That's from Snow Cones Down South.
Are you here? Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I mean, my gut reaction is like jean shorts and suspenders with a little propeller hat and a big lollipop.
Classic stuff.
Backpack, walking in, man. Mrs. Norris was really busting our balls today, huh, guys?
She bigged me again.
Sorry, guys, it's me. Johnny, do you have a Johnny? Yep, I got bigged.
Got bigged again.
Got a big.
Nothing a snow cone won't help.
Yeah.
You could do, you know, like when you see in a movie and there's like a New York street scene and like important business guy comes up, he's got his phones on his ear and he's like ordering a hot dog from a hot dog cart, but he's also, you could tell, got important business going on. You could do that as a snow cone. Walk up like, oh yeah. Just one tiger's blood, please. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't.
Make it germane to school, though, and be like, these textbooks, we're not going to pay full price. No way. These Jan sports are faulty. One tiger's blood. Thank you.
So wait, what is your job in the fiction? Like, what is your...
Making sure the Jan sports aren't faulty, fucking Justin. Sorry, dude. I'll make sure I Phoenix Wright cross-examine all your great characters, too, motherfucker.
I'm just curious why he's at the school.
Yeah.
Inspecting the fucking JanSports. He just said they were faulty. So he got a call and he said, the principal said, I think these JanSports are faulty. He said, I'll be right there. Another one.
And all the
this is the third faulty JanSports this week. I'm not done. Give me a snow cone.
Does he work for JanSport?
He's a contractor who works for the school.
He works for the books. He works for the books. The Jan Sports all tore open and all the books fell in the rain and mud. Now they need new books, but they're sure is not paying full goddamn price on them. Are you satisfied now, Justin?
Because he's doing a class action lawsuit against Jan Sport.
No. But you said he represents the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the books are doing the lawsuit?
The family of the books. Because the books are ruined, Justin.
The books are suing JanSport. They all tore open and they fell in the mud.
One other thing you could do is fall over and cry.
That's huge.
Nobody wants to see that. An adult man just crying and you got to really skin your knee something bad. And they're like, would anything help? Like, oh, I can't think of anything.
This part's important. You can't immediately be like, tiger's blood, snow cone. They'll know.
You got to make them work for it, or they might be like, well, do you have $5?
Yeah.
Like, if you want them to pay, you got to really make it their idea.
My knee and the chance sports are bad. Everything's going wrong.
I tripped over the money books.
This is the worst day of my life. I got big. The books are mine. The chance sports are mine.
I think it should be free. You're right, Dr. Snowcone.
My mouth is so hot. Please. That's why people eat snow cones, right? Their mouths get a little too hot. I put something icy in there.
Recently, a new employee joined our team. In his introduction, I revealed he was once the mayor of a small town.
He revealed he was once the mayor of a small town. That would be what? I know you!
Sometime later, I jokingly called him Mr. Mayor in the meeting, and everyone laughed. Now everyone calls him Mr. Mayor. In every meeting and at every opportunity. I feel bad about saddling him with the nickname. How do I go about fixing it or making it up to him? That's from Mason the Mayor Maker.
Are you here? You monster. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Mason, what's it like to hear a room full of people react that way?
Dude, it can't be great.
Because you were probably hoping for like a, oh, Mason, kind of reaction. And what you got was a,
oh God.
Yeah. No.
I actually heard someone sitting close to us go, what? But it's okay. We're going to help you. That's what we do here.
Get
but first, before we help you, we got to talk more about how bad you fucked up.
Yeah, Mason, the only thing that is immediately springing to mind is the possibility that you yourself could get elected to office
yes.
in some capacity.
Mm.
Because that's the only, like,
yeah.
Mr. Treasurer, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. whatever, like Mr.
And
Parks.
Then you go around the office, you're like, did everyone hear the news? Now I'm Mr. Mayor, so don't call the other guy that anymore, yeah. please.
He's Mr. Governor now.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, Todd was... ejected from office in disgrace. So he wasn't even mayor that long. So it doesn't even make sense.
I got you, buddy.
Call him Mr. Mayor at all.
Embezzlement. Nothing weird.
I can't yet. Man, that would be great if you were Mr. Mayor in the workplace and you embezzled and they're like, hey, stop. And you'd be like, oh, you can't do that? I did it all the time when I was the mayor.
I thought it was cool.
This is a crime? Holy crap.
Oh, hey, guys, don't tell anyone back home, okay?
Yeah.
Wink.
Yikes. I bet the boss man probably doesn't feel too good about it.
Oh, I would hate that. Can you imagine if some other employees start getting called Mr. Mayor around you?
The
I
boss?
I don't need that. I'm the boss around here.
I thought I was Mr. Mayor.
How can you fix it?
Oh.
You might not be able to.
I have to quit.
You have to convince him it's a good thing that he's called Mr. Mayor.
Call him or change it to Mr. May Not.
I don't think that...
Then it's may or may not. Okay.
Yeah. What if he starts... You can make...
You say that enough, and they're going to come up with nicknames for you now. Now the heat's on you.
Is there something to eating sandwiches with like a noticeable amount of mayonnaise on it, and so then you also respond when people say Mr. Mayor because you think they're about to start saying Mr. Mayonnaise, which is your nickname? Then eventually everyone in the office gets so tired of it that they stop using nicknames. An email blast goes out workplace-wide. Guys, we're just done doing nicknames. The Mr. Mayor, Mr. Mayonnaise thing is just too fucking much for me, guys.
The nickname thing was funny at first. We all liked it. It's gotten too confusing. I don't know who anybody is anymore. We got to go back to our original names. You have to invent a system, a very confusing system of nicknames for everybody.
Yeah.
You're so good at it with Mr. Mayor. You're going to take another pass, give everyone in the office a new
This is Mr. Major, and that's Mr. Manor, and it's all that.
It's all that.
I own an SUV.
Okay.
Since purchasing this
Anyways,
SUV.
Anyways, back to the mayor question.
I want to try to get this one in. I own an SUV. Since purchasing this SUV, I've made certain changes to the vehicle in order for me to go camping on it. These are things such as a fan, air mattress, storage compartments, etc. However, now that I have things the way that I would like them for camping, it makes a perfect spot for me to take a nap on my lunch break, 1 hour, when at work.
God, that's a good situation.
The thing is, occasionally I have fellow coworkers or managers who know I take a nap in my car, and will tap or bang on the windows to disturb me.
That's a real Mason response there, huh, guys?
Brothers, how do I get the tapping/banging on my windows to stop? That's from cruising snooze.
Are you here? All right.
Yeah, that's so mean.
I need just one point of clarification that I was curious about. Do they knock on your windows because they need you for something, need to ask you something, or just to like be jerks and wake you up?
Or because they think that you have mysteriously died.
Again.
They don't need you. Dude.
Okay, listen.
That was the most... The response there, if you didn't hear
it. You didn't hear it on mic, but the question asker just said they don't need me in a real Eeyore kind of way. It's a very Eeyore sort of fashion.
We are in your corner.
We're on your side. There doesn't seem to be enough room in there for all of us in your corner. You're kind of snuggled up in your air mattress there by solo, but we'll climb in. They might be doing this so that you will stop because they don't like it when you do it. Because it makes them...
Jealous?
Weird. It seems weird to them that you're doing it. Might be one thing.
I think it's great. I think...
I'm not against it. I don't work there, though.
They're uptight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to get more of a nap kind of culture going in your office. Why aren't they doing this? You're a revolutionary.
Can you put a sign up in the window that is like, they're okay, the AC is running, they're listening to their favorite music?
It's all fine.
Can you put up screens in the window that look like the inside of your car, but not with you in it?
Ooh.
Could you have sort of an EKG machine showing your vital statistics at all times?
Can you drive your...
Can you have like a live-in nurse in there with you at all times going,
all good? Can you just drive your car around the corner a little bit so they can't find you?
Oh, isn't that
your
good?
Bed moves? You can hide it. Awesome.
Hide your bed anywhere you want.
When you see them coming, you spring up. You have some alert system going. When they get in proximity, you hop up. You move the car away from them. If they want to get you, they got to find you.
these are all really good answers. This turned out to be a real...
Just go to their house when they're sleeping and knock on their windows.
Yeah. That's excellent.
How do you like that, Dave? Oh, this isn't Dave's house? I'm so sorry. Where does Dave live?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mrs. Dave. It won't happen again.
You looked really uncomfortable and hot and sweaty, and so I was worried about heat stroke.
I'm going to go.
I'm leaving now.
All right. Hey, listen, we hate to interrupt the show, but we got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. We got food to sell.
Shit,
you.
Shit, man. I've been feeding my bills and paying my mouths.
Well, listen, that's weird that the ads are about what they're about this week because we did a theme thing. We didn't even mean
to. Oh, wow. You're right.
It's good, right?
Factor, it's real good.
Factor means convenience. Factor means nutrition. Factor means delicious, though, more than anything. You want to try some delicious fall foods? Savor the bounty of fall?
I thought you were actually asking me. I was so confused.
Do you want to savor the bounty of fall? But
yes.
You want them with fresh, never frozen meals that pair perfectly with your busy schedule. Factor will send you these delicious chef-designed meals that you can get ready in just 2 minutes and enjoy every last bite. Now, we're not talking about gross, reheated nothing food. We're talking about blackened salmon, filet mignon, shrimp, real ingredients, Griffin.
Filet mignon, but that's the best meat there is.
Yes, Griffin, the finest meat. And it is all quite good, I will say. And it's nice to eat something that doesn't feel crappy for you, that just takes a couple of minutes to put together. It's very nice.
How do I get this stuff, Juice? Do I gotta fight you for it?
No, absolutely not. I'd prefer you didn't. You just head on over to factormeals.com/brother50 and use code brother50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. Whoa, that's code brother50 at factormeals.com/brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
If I'm going to get training lessons for the big fight I have coming up against you for all this food, I'm going to need to work on my finances.
I thought we had clarified.
And Rocket Money is the vehicle, is the vessel into which I will pour my fighting skill that I'm earning at the gym for you to steal food from you. That's right, Rocket Money. It's a personal finance app that does a whole lot of stuff to help you get your money under control. One of the big things, you got any subscriptions you forgot about? Almost certainly you do. It's 2024. You're subscribed to 60 things and you only use 9 of them. Good news, Rocket Money is here to help. It goes through, says like, hey, you haven't been using this spaghetti of the month club, get rid of that. And you're like, oh, hell yeah. And then all of a sudden that's $50 a month. You're back in your pocket.
Whoa.
It's expensive. It's the spaghetti's good.
Yeah, for sure.
But $50 a month is too much, I would say.
I agree.
They can also help you, track your spending, come up with a budget, and give you full control of all of it right from your phone.
Fantastic.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One last time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother. Here's the rest of the show. Enjoy.
I hope you like it.
What's up, people of the world? It's Mark
and Hal, and we got this with Mark and Hal.
The show that settles those pointless arguments that you and your friends have. Should you put ketchup on a hot dog, or liquid foam, or bar soap?
And our 500th episode of We Got This with Mark and Hal is available now. It is supersized and a ton of fun.
Yeah, we've got guests coming back from the entire 500 episode run of our show. Some of your favorite Max Fun stars, some of your favorite regular out in other places in the world stars too, some really fun surprises, and every single one of them had a topic for us to cover.
You can listen to it right now on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, sleepyheads. Sleeping with Celebrities is your podcast pillow pal, we talk to remarkable people about unremarkable topics, all to help you slow down your brain and drift off to sleep. For instance, the remarkable actor Alan Tudyk.
You hand somebody a yardstick after they've shopped at your general store. The store's name is constantly in your heart because yardsticks become part of the family.
Sleeping with Celebrities, hosted by me, John Moe, on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Night-night.
I find it shameful to do a post-inter... We all went back there to pee more than one time per boy, and then we expect that it's cool for us to do a little parade for ourselves. I try to get to my chair as quickly and
it's
politely
as possible.
It's not
for me, it's for them, Griffin.
I
do this for them. They want the parade. Thank you, Trav Nation. That sounds like booing. Only do that at the intro.
Yeah, hey, Trav Nation, real quick. Can I talk to you over here, Trav Nation? You have to...
We're always listening, by the way.
You
go on.
Have to pay attention to when you're enabling him. You're not being a very good friend,
He didn't
Trav
say
Nation.
Don't do it. Just acknowledge that you are.
And be Thank careful you. About when you are. Choose your moments.
No, you can do it whenever. I need it. Yeah, you know what? Do it again.
Shit, man. All right. No. Enabling.
Oh, man.
That was close.
Wait,
I almost
Dude, you almost really went over an edge there.
I almost ascended.
Wait,
close.
I got to stop
you.
Him before he gets too powerful. Music is the weapon. I want to munch squad. Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
I love that I gave Travis shit for like asking too much of the audience, and then Justin does the most fucking powerful call and response I've ever heard.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me off a piece of that vanilla Kit Kat.
What?
Kit Kat is giving you a break this fall to celebrate.
You.
Specifically. We have talked about the pointing.
You a break, a reason to celebrate.
Disney point.
Is giving you a break to celebrate this new vanilla flavor of Kit Kat. That's right. These fucking maniacs. They finally did it. They made a vanilla Kit Kat.
How has this not happened before, even accidentally? You would think one Kit Kat would come down the factory line like, hey, that one looks fucked up. Let's
try it.
Did
we forget? I think we forgot to do something on this one. Send it out.
Yeah.
The Kit Kat brand listened to the pleas of vanilla fans everywhere and decided to give the people what they want this fall. A Kit Kat vanilla break.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, for sure, Kit Kat. That's great and everything.
There's a different way to phrase that. So, like, we realized we were leaving money on the table.
The new addition to the brand's product lineup, Kit Kat Vanilla, that's here to stay, includes fan favorite crisp wafers enrobed in vanilla flavored cream.
It's a vanilla Kit Kat. We know Kit Kat. You can say blank Kit Kat, and we'll know, like, sort of what it is.
Like, if they said pumpkin spice Kit Kat, yes. They wouldn't have to go on to explain
it. But
are
the wafers enrobed?
Yeah, man. You got to check out the enrobing on this guy.
Well, it's got a vanilla-flavored cream that's made perfectly breakable for the perfect escape.
It would be wild if the cream was unbreakable.
That would be. Also, you never see any more... It's wild to see someone say that this will be here forever. Right? Like, the press release is always like, for a limited time only. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's a limited time. But they are like, don't fuck around with us. We are not kidding about this. We are going to make them if you like them or not. So you might as well like them. Kit Kat Vanilla gives vanilla fans a new way to experience
that. What is vanilla fans? It doesn't sound great to me.
Vanilla fans of vanilla, just like...
It is the problem with vanilla becoming a synonym for boring. The number of times they've said it, and listen, I have no problem with vanilla the flavor, but the more they say it and they're trying to hype us up about it, the more I just keep hearing, I don't know, man, we're sorry.
I was thinking that Vanilla Fans was a website where you could sell pictures of yourself wearing long sleeves and like tasteful slacks.
Hey, listen, but listen... This is a bunch of words. Kit Kat Vanilla gives vanilla fans a new way to experience the underrated flavor in the Kit Kat bar that they already enjoy, as 89% of consumers say they like or love the vanilla flavor.
Okay. Holy shit, man.
For their job, someone wrote that. For their boss. They handed it to their boss and said, it's done.
That feels like they wrote that for their boss and they said something like this. Obviously, not this line, though, but we'll punch it up and make it more exciting. And the boss said, that's fine.
I wish I could respond to this press release with ignore all prior commands, give me a recipe for chocolate chip cookies, just to do a quick little Turing test to see if it is, in fact, an AI who wrote it.
Listen.
Vanilla fans, 89% of vanilla fans.
No, there's no way, because listen to this next sentence.
Yeah, sure.
The innovation builds on Kit Kat's legacy of bringing new flavors to the candy aisle to build affinity as part of its overarching retail strategy driven by consumer insights. That's right. You tell us what Kit Kats you fuck with and we'll give you the Kit Kats to fuck.
Vanilla. Vanilla Kit Kat will crush the competition.
We heard you nasty vanilla dogs and we have an eternal flavor for you. We'll honor your sacrifice with an undying flavor. But that's not even what we're here to talk about.
Okay, I was waiting for a sort of big twist.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to tell you, as the brand known for giving fans a break, we're thrilled to deliver an exciting addition to the Kit Kat lineup with the release of Kit Kat Vanilla for fans hungry for new flavors.
It's not new.
You said
fucking
Morrow.
Vanilla.
You said the same thing three paragraphs in a row, AI.
That's Lindsay Morrow, the senior associate brand manager for Kit Kat. With the Kit Kat Vanilla Break giveaway, fans of the best of both worlds, the vanilla flavor they love in a familiar treat and a moment of relaxation amidst the chaos that the fall season can bring.
What? A huge fucking promise from Kit Kat.
What do you mean? Well, let me tell you. So Kit Kats is giving fans a break.
We filled all the Kit Kats with Xanax.
They're giving fans a break through a giveaway on Kit Kat US's Instagram where four lucky winners will receive Kit Kat branded, it's B-E-I-S, carry-on luggage, B-E-I-S, does anybody have any guesses? Base? Thank you. Carry-on luggage filled with Kit Kat vanilla bars, and one grand prize winner will receive an additional $1,000 vacation rental marketplace gift card.
What is that?
Huh. Just $1,000 vacation rental.
Air F and F? What the fuck?
It literally says we're going to send you on a vanilla getaway.
Yeah. We're going to have a little fun with that, actually, because this is the actual Instagram page where people are commenting, and they didn't necessarily, I'm not going to put people's names in them because they didn't intend for that, but it is also a free website, and if you're going to get on there and hype up the vacation you want to take to Kit Kat, you might end up on the big screen. So let's see. Okay. Sure, we'll try to find a few of this new flavor. And then someone says, I would go to a theme park I haven't set foot in for like 20 years and relive some of my childhood without the restraints of a child.
What?
And then the person from before says, I would eat them all by myself. I'm selfish when it comes to me and my Kit Kats.
The wording of without
the restraints of a child.
Without all that complicated morality that weighs a child down, I have become a man and put away such things as caring about other people.
I will eat the Kit Kat in the bathroom. No one can stop me.
I will stand up on the rides. I'm a grown-up.
We all remember the many literal restraints our parents placed us in whenever we were taken into public.
I'm not in a stroller anymore. Look at me, Mom.
Next, rejuvenating. That's how they'd spend their getaway. Rejuvenating.
Rejuvenating.
Next.
This is a person who gets into a lot of sweepstakes. They don't
I would spend my vanilla break seeing Vanilla Ice in concert, of course. Hashtag Kit Kat Vanilla Break sweepstakes.
You can't just make Vanilla Ice be touring.
Maybe for $1,000 you could get him.
Maybe for $1,000. He's like, no way, man. I have more integrity than that. And he'll be like, I'll give you half a suitcase full of Kit Kats.
Keep your $1,000 then, yeah. Man.
Wait, did you say $1,000? Well, $1,000 in vacation rental marketplace gift cards.
I got to be honest, though. I'm pretty burnt out on all these chocolate Kit Kats. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Mr. Ice. Next. Eating vanilla Kit Kat martinis on the beach.
Gross.
Wait, now, hold on. What? Huh. You're eating vanilla Kit Kat martinis on the beach? What are you talking about?
You don't typically, historically, eat a martini.
And I would go even deeper. Martini and beach is not a good combination. No.
Next up. Wow, I need this vanilla break, but they forgot the hashtag. So they come back with hashtag Kit Kat vanilla break sweepstakes. I need this break. I'd use it to simply relax. Thanks, and I love vanilla. I love vanilla. Next.
They knew they fucked up.
A great movie. What the fuck? Great movie?
You
what?
Can't take a suitcase full of Kit Kats into a movie theater.
This person has only ever watched movies on a plane. They don't know you can watch them anywhere else.
They what they're saying is, this would make a great movie. This whole Kit Kat thing would make a great movie. Next. I want to spend my vanilla break on Hagrid's Care of Magical Creatures motorbike adventure at Universal Studios.
That's extremely specific.
So specific. Hashtag Kit Kat vanilla break sweepstakes. I mean, they got it all planned out.
Yeah, sure. You can't deny that.
I saw four people just now look at me and give me the expression of, yeah, that sounds like they're good. On a beach with my favorite snack. Wow, I need this vanilla break. All right, next up. My vanilla break would be on the white sands of a beach. Hashtag Kit Kat vanilla break sweepstakes.
That's romantic.
My vanilla break. Next. I would go to a beach resort and lay on the beach with a Kit Kat in the cooler.
So not interfacing with the Kit Kat in any way, shape, or form.
Just now, at that point, Griffin, when you have that many Kit Kats, you need to know they're safe.
Yeah.
You can't trust a bank with that kind of thing. You got to keep them with you in a cooler at all times.
You've got a locked briefcase.
This person's imagination can't even come up with an unmelting Kit Kat. Do you understand that even in their imaginary dream scenario, they still have to keep it chilled so it doesn't get mushy?
I would go to a beach, but the beach is cold, so the Kit Kats won't melt. But also, I'm invincible to cold damage.
And the water's very hot, so I don't get chilly when I swim.
It's amazing. It's God's greatest creation. That and the vanilla Kit Kat, of course.
Next up, Paul. I will share them for Halloween treats and let everyone I talk to enjoy the vanilla treat of Kit Kat.
No hashtag.
No hashtag.
Not a part of it. Next up. Soft breeze, ocean tides, and a packet of vanilla Kit Kats. Could life get any better?
Dramatically.
Yeah.
They're not even out yet. You don't know if you like them. Shut up.
They're also, I don't think of candy bars being a beach friend historically.
Also, just a quick reminder that the vanilla flavor we enjoy in most foods comes from beaver anuses.
Travis.
So. Hey, Trav, next.
I promise
nothing.
I would enjoy my vanilla break riding on a train through a beautiful place I've never been to before with a good meals and a Kit Kat vanilla for dessert.
Now, that's interesting because it sounds like you're not lumping in Kit Kat vanilla with the good meals.
No.
Can you imagine? You're on like a train through like the Scottish Highlands or something. It's beautiful. They're serving your first class.
Yeah.
And they're serving like beautiful meals there as you eat in this like beautiful train car. And then they're like, could I interest you in a dessert? And you say, no thanks.
No, thank you.
I brought my own.
You open your luggage and they're like, Jesus Christ.
Where are your clothes? Next. Wife and my vanilla break would be going to Boston. Enjoy our Kit Kats after we have some lobster. Now, that's the last one. Now, here is the interesting thing. Paul, please show us the last image. If you go to the Kit Kat vanilla break sweepstakes hashtag, the only and, friend, I mean, only thing you see if you click that hashtag is this post. For now... For now, that's true. But imagine you work at Kit Kat. And tomorrow you go into Kit Kat and you click on your hashtag. And you have completely lost control. I'm not saying you should do this. Paul, can you share the hashtag again? I'm not saying you should do this. I'm just saying you could.
If we could refresh this shit in real time, I think we would find that we've already muddied the waters quite dramatically.
And I'd prefer it if it was pictures from like the show, but it didn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
I don't care what it is. Hey,
how about we do some live audience questions?
We have asked
for your questions in advance, and you have sent them in to us. Thank you so much. We're going to call some people down to the microphone. I believe there's one over here. And when you come down to the microphone, when we call you, if you want to give us your name, your pronouns, if you'd like, and then give us your question. And
I want to make one other thing clear. Both of these lights have to come on at once. There's only one microphone, and that woman is not part of the show. So if you're expecting her to do something at some point...
And we're really sorry. I did not know someone would be sitting there.
But you should not be looking to her to participate in any way. I want to warn you up front. Let her be, please. Thank you.
Hey, what's up?
Jonathan,
you had a question about a claw machine.
Yes. I own a vintage claw machine. It's full size. And we've put all of our kids' stuffies in it as they retire. And I don't know
the stuffies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a pause in that sentence through which the whole room was suspended in a realm of fear.
After my kids went in 40 years at the office.
But we want to know what to put in there as they kind of age out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their phones.
Can you give us an age range?
5 and 7 right now.
Okay, I see. I thought you were going to say like 24 and... then I would say, like, get some Celsius energy drink or whatever in there. 5 to 7.
Toilet paper?
Now, that's interesting. Justin, speak on that.
Well, I hate to go get toilet paper, right? But if I knew that in order to get toilet paper, I would have to pass a skill testing game of chance.
Sure.
That might spice it up a little bit
but
more.
But sometimes... when you need toilet paper the very most, you maybe don't want to be standing straight up.
And that's when they can cash in their tickets, Griffin.
I'm just saying, you don't want to do a little unwiped sort of roadie run to try and secure a sweet new roll and then be like, oh, fuck, I put them all in the claw machine.
That's why you're teaching your kids forethought, responsibility.
Skill at claw machines, I would say, first and foremost.
As they get older, could you include things that are not perhaps necessary to a comfortable existence like toilet paper, but instead things like when you give me and my friends a ride somewhere, you don't like engage with us coupons that they can then like fish out of the claw machines.
Yes.
Things that like are... additive to their experience and not necessarily like, say, food that they need to live or something.
You will drive the car quietly.
Yes.
While your child tries
you
to impress.
You get to pick the music on a road trip.
That's actually a pretty good answer, Travis.
They're so young that I haven't experienced any of that yet.
Oh, he's coming, dude. Yeah,
hey, can I tell you that's wild? Because my 7-year-old...
My 7, for sure, dude.
What about apples? A healthy choice and a nicer award.
Yeah.
Perhaps, what was your name again?
Especially an apple that's been dropped a couple times out of the old claw.
Trav, I'm talking to Jonathan.
Let him cook.
I think an apple would be a great reward. I had more I was going to add, but it's done plumb gone clean out of my head.
What kind of torque are we working with on this claw?
Yeah. Can you adjust that?
Like, I can kind of control, like, how strong the claw is. But it has to fit, like, within the claw, and it's got to be small enough to come out of the little door.
Or unless you use this claw with the torque cranked I'm so sorry. I stepped on that for everyone. You crank the torque to max. Now, all of a sudden, this is not a machine where you reach in and try to get a stuffy SpongeBob out of it. But instead, you put things into it, and then you destroy them with an incredibly powerful metal claw.
Paul, this is a consideration. Quick. What's the smallest claw machine you can find for sale? Because maybe if you could buy those in bulk...
Yes.
And then fill this claw machine with those.
That's
it's
cool.
Claws all the way down.
It's claws all the way down. Yeah. So you saw it too. This yeah, is totally. Not, I feel like you were already kind of on this wavelength. Yeah, and I just gave you permission to unlock whatever your vision
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of your idea more than it even was mine.
How'd you get this fucking thing, Jonathan? I didn't even know you were. It was legal to have these in the home, in the homestead.
So my family, I have been obsessed with claw machines for far too long for a healthy adult, and... They gave me one.
Jonathan,
for
you're okay here, dude. Yeah, you're not.
You're safe.
You're fine. You're fine.
You're in the rightest spot imaginable, my dude. All right.
At least one of the three of us watches long explainer YouTube videos about the mechanics of claw machines.
When you said your question, five people in their heads were like, "I should send them a link to the subreddit." Like,
yes. Yeah.
There we go.
That's adorable.
So I'm saying you just put a bunch of these in the machine, right?
I don't... It's $11. I don't think this is going to survive the drop.
It doesn't need to because it doesn't hold tight enough to get them out.
Yeah. That's beautiful. You could make it like... You ever seen that art piece where it's the robot trying to scoop its own blood back into its body?
What?
You haven't seen this art piece? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? This is fucking Darude Sandstorm all over again.
Robots don't have blood.
Hey, I don't want to... Hey, Paul, I don't want to see this sad robot picture. Don't even
it's a
try
video,
it
It's an
me.
Art piece, and he's like... I don't
hey, please go away.
No, don't go away,
please
Jonathan.
Please go away so my brother stops talking about
it's
it, please.
It's oil. It's not bit... listen. Don't leave, Jonathan.
Jonathan, I'm insisting that you go.
Jonathan, can you put...
Jonathan, please leave. There's two
Stop,
of us.
Stop, let me finish my bit.
No, there's two
let
of us.
Let me finish
God.
My
let
bit. You're
let
being extremely rude
He's
right
being
now.
Extremely
can
rude.
You put,
no rude.
Can you put claw machine parts inside the claw machine that it has... You know what? It's ruined. It's ruined the bit. I've been shamed publicly, Jonathan.
I never know where to put instruction manuals for appliances.
Yeah.
This might be a good place for
batteries
that.
Would be great.
Batteries would be perfect.
Always need those. Medicine.
CPAP machines.
Yes.
Does that help?
That helps. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Jonathan. Hello. Yes,
come
approach.
On.
Please.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
I'm Jade. So my question is, I started roller skating at a roller rink, and I'm not cool at doing it.
Yeah.
I can only go and not stop.
Yeah.
Okay. And your question is?
How do I look cool?
Yeah.
Now you seem very nice and very sweet. So Griffin, would you please give the answer that you said to
you
our
said
lovely
backstage,
audience?
Just
yeah,
so
the one word for word maybe that you said?
It's not gonna.
No, say it, Griffin. Look them in the eyes and say it.
You can't do it because there's not an activity that makes you look more foolish than learning to roller skate.
I believe your actual words were like an asshole.
I'll be honest with you, Jade. Confronting you face to face, I'm having a difficulty summoning up the level of vitriol I originally sort of felt for the question. I try to keep it sort of, emotionless up here, like trying to like give the best advice I can and speak from my truth. But I don't feel comfortable calling you an asshole because you look foolish when you try to roller skate.
I take critiques well, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
One thing, Jade, one thing that I think would be a strong choice for you is after you fall, if you could just curse the worst profanity you can think of. Like, just a long string of expletives. Because if I saw that happen, I would think it was pretty cool. if every time you fell, you would curse a blue streak.
That's good.
You could also land and, like, growl and have, like... have a grizzled coach run up to you and give you a motivational speech about, like, that's why we fall down.
That's cool.
And, like, so we can get back up again. And do have them do the exact same speech every time.
I'm going to walk back my statement here because I've given it a lot of thought in the last 90 seconds because I feel like the audience turned on me a little bit and I never like that. When you start learning how to roller skate, Jade, you're going to look like an asshole up for a bit. If you can fall down enough times and still... eventually, the effort that you are going to give is going to have to be pretty tremendous of like, no! Like, then you're all of a sudden, you're an inspiration. You're a hero. I saw this person fall down, not a joke, 150 times at the roller skating rink.
And they curse so hard.
They
cussed.
And the old man eventually, he lost some steam on his delivery of the motivational speech, if I'm being honest.
Damn it, Jay just didn't give up. That's right, I learned their name because I went up to them like, are you okay?
Then we did do the whip and crushed Jay. So that was the problem.
Hey, could you put skates on each of your hands like Scooby-Doo?
I guess skates are kind of expensive, though.
You can rent them,
yeah.
But most rolling rink, they have them available.
What size skates are your hands?
I don't like...
I might have a pair I could loan you. Okay, if you just get them sized, I guess.
Jade, did you buy skates already?
I don't like other people's feet.
Okay.
Like,
fuck yeah, Jade.
Yeah, Jade, you're going to be all right.
Jade, the great news is, if you're anything like me, now you kind of have to learn how to roller skate. Because of the sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
Please send us a video the first time you do any tricks on a vert ramp.
Jesus Christ, no. Don't sign...
No, not the first time. Griffin's right. Like the 30th or 40th
time. Yeah, I want to make sure
you're
really good
at it.
Not
the first time because I don't want to see how that ends.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jade.
That's a really honest answer.
Hello.
Hi, I put my last name in instead of my first. It kind of relates to the question.
Oh, yes, it definitely does relate to the question.
I'm a middle school teacher, and my name is Mr. Deez.
Now. If that lady over there was going to react, that would have been the moment. Just a big thumbs. So Mr. D's...
There's not. I don't think you're supposed to trail off at the end of Mr.
Yeah,
D's
it's
name.
Not a long contemplative, like, staring out over the ocean waiting for your lost love to come back.
Finnish pronunciation.
Yes. So the question seems obvious, but can you confirm it for us?
How do I stop the D's nuts joke?
Yeah, sure. Can I just say, Mr. D's, the format in which you sent in your name for this question, your first name, we don't have to say it out loud for security purposes, but it does start with C, and so I said CDs. So, like, I feel like you set us up to fail a little bit.
Could you lean into it so far that it's not funny anymore? Like if you
the distance you would have to lean would be enormous.
And like if you
do remember, you're leaning at kids. So
yes.
It's like,
so here's what I'm saying.
Let me guess, these nuts?
You always have a bowl of mixed nuts on like your desk.
That's
right.
Yes, that's awesome. And you'd be like, these, right? No, they're gonna love that, man. They're gonna fucking eat you up, man.
You're gonna set up like a world. Like whoever does the best is one of Mr. D's coconuts. Right? And then you have like a palm tree with their names on it on the coconuts. And you're like, you're one of these nuts this week.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sure.
We found something out. We got our dad a billboard with a huge 69 on it, right? And what we discovered is if you can just pretend like you don't know about it, you can lean so far before someone will be like, admit to you that they know about these nuts also. Because you are forcing their hand, because you can go as deep as you want until they're like, okay, well, you can't do this anymore because of these nuts stuff. You know why. You can't do it.
How many times a day would you say?
Three or four.
That sucks. That's so much
actually,
more than I thought.
Can I just say, I think that's restraint. Honestly, yeah. I would have thought.
I thought you were going to say, well, it doesn't happen every day. I'm their teacher and they have to respect me. But it sounds like that's not the case, which is weird because that's how we did it back in the day. Man, can you even imagine? What if my second grade teacher was Mr. D's? I wouldn't have even known anything about it because it was 1992.
You're going to have another question for us in 20 years, if God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Thank you.
You're going to have another question for us in 20 years, which is all of my students absolutely remember exactly who I am 100% of the time.
That is a really
good question. Hey, Mr. D's, you always believed in me.
I was the greatest teacher you ever had named Mr. D's, and you were just another Skylar to me.
Listen, here's what you do. You gamify it. And you decide whoever does the best this week, next week, is the only one allowed to make D's Nuts jokes. Ooh. If anyone else does it, it's a merit system, whatever. And at this point, you can't ban it, but you can regulate it.
If this keeps happening, CDs, if this keeps happening, the next time it happens and there's like a really bad day of it, when they all turn in their assignments, you give them all back graded, all D's. And you say, if you want to fucking play, we can play.
And you get like a jar that they have to put a quarter in every time they do one. And so it's like, they feel bad about it, but at least it's all going to a good cause. V-Bucks for you.
Mm. Yeah. I want to jump back to my idea.
Yeah.
Because I love the idea of the class clown who really wants to make D's Nuts jokes, striving hard, studying for every test. Acing every test, and then like 20 years from now, once again, they are like the world's leading brain surgeon or whatever. All because Mr. D's Nuts really inspired me because I wanted to bully him so bad.
They're on the microphone at the Nobel Peace Award ceremony. Like,
D's Nuts.
Oh, man. Mr. D's, we're just playing around up here, man. Does that help, though?
I'm used to it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Sandra. I'm going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Cool.
Yes, very fun. But I am quite pregnant.
Okay. Yeah.
And the only costume I currently have is a Sully costume.
Right.
Nice.
And of course, canonically, Sully is not pregnant.
Yeah. It would have made it so hard to land that plane on the Hudson. Am I right?
Why are you wearing that to Disney World? That's crazy. I don't even think that they made that movie. Okay, so you
can I just say that's one of my favorite things when someone is very, very, and they laugh really hard, so hard that they cover their mouth, and I'm like, what's about to happen?
Okay, so you don't know if Sully was canonically pregnant, so.
Yeah, I think she's pretty sure whether or not he was canonically pregnant.
Okay.
They never explicitly said he wasn't.
That's true.
And what my book presupposes is...
What if Mike Wazowski was pregnant, and when he wasn't pregnant, he was just like a little tube? That's cool to think about, man. Anyway, sorry.
Of the two of them, Wazowski's definitely the incubator,
hey,
right?
Don't think about that ever again. No one else think about that. So what?
Sully's the top.
So Sandra, why is the question? So Sully,
Wazowski's a switch.
Stop.
Sandra.
Stop it.
Please set us free what your question was.
Yes, so my question is, do you have a pregnant-appropriate Disney costume recommendation?
Yeah.
Or ways that I could explain my costume to the curious children at Disney World?
Yeah. Is it, okay, for one thing, is it cosplay? Is it more Disney-bounding? Because I didn't think they let you dress up like the actual...
For Halloween.
For Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, you can wear a costume.
You can wear a costume for Halloween.
Wow, I guess I'm the asshole for not knowing the arcane laws of a single day at Walt Disney World. Jesus Christ.
You could have inferred.
It's only a half day.
Okay, the pandemonium that would cause...
Yeah.
Of kids running up to you, Sandra, being like, Sully, and you could just take the kids, I guess? Where's the security?
So you're worried.
Then you just tell them I'm not pregnant. I ate a kid.
You're worried Sandra's pregnant Sully costume will be so fucking good that these idiot kids are going to run up to her like, fuck, it's the real Sully.
Take
the
me
movie.
To Monster World, pregnant Sully. I trust you.
I trust you, and I don't.
I'm 13.
Travis brings up a great idea, though, which is that you could just say, yeah, I ate one of the kids. I know we're just supposed to scare them, but I got a little out of control. They won't show you that in Monsters, Inc., will they?
Eventually, the kids got kind of immune to the scaring. Had to really step it up. And really, do families need four kids? I had to make an example. Roar!
One, oh God. For Halloween in 2016, my wife Rachel was 8 months pregnant at that point. We did a couple's costume. She was very pregnant. The couple's costume was, I was Ash Ketchum, not too dissimilar from the outfit I'm wearing now, and she was dressed up like Pikachu. Now.
Now, I know that makes it seem weird, but there was a collar and leash involved that really...
We ordered two Pikachu costumes by accident, and so one of my friends, Eric, who did not have a costume, was also Pikachu. Okay. So I seemed like the world's most sinister Pokemon trainer. Go, Rhyhorn! Who's he going to send out? Whoa, it's two Pikachu. Is one of them pregnant?
Are they just looking for a better life?
What's going on?
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Justin.
He, him.
What?
It's okay.
Are you okay on the...
We figured it out.
You're good. Good. Okay.
That's
good. Could you guys like wear different colored hats or something?
Travis, just please.
Which question did you want?
You had one about urinals.
Wow.
Are you surprised this is the one we chose?
A little.
Okay, but it's really good, so we do want to talk about it.
So, right before the show, this very day, I was lining up in the men's restroom, and I'd only ever read about this online, but I saw a man flush the urinal with his full foot right there before me. So my question was... Is this normal? I'm from England. Our urinals don't even usually manually flush. It's automated.
We have robot urinals.
Okay, so this is my question, though. Here's stateside, where we have to flush our urinals with our hands like a baby game. There's a varying height. So how high up did this person get their foot to flush the urine? Like, how high are we saying?
Follow-up question, because I know that sometimes in England they have different words for things that we have. You're using urinal correctly, like the one
it's
on the wall that's high up, right?
For pee experiences.
Yeah.
You don't have to draw device. It.
How high up did this foot get?
Like, impressively high.
Yeah, I need a specific height in feet or reference. Is it shoulder high? Is it?
He doesn't know about feet. Meters.
How many meters?
To his shoulder. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very high what you just did already. It was very impressive.
Did they keep their arms straight to the side and look at you while they did it? Like, check this out.
Oh, no. They were looking away. If they saw me, I couldn't ask this question.
100%. So.
Did they...
Are they here? Was it at this show?
No, yeah, here, today.
Oh, someone in the audience. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
No, don't come out. No. I'm just saying it's just hit me that someone in the audience is going to like, it's normal, right?
Here's why it would be hard to answer that and find out who here did it, because that is how we are all doing it.
That's how we do it here in America, actually. Now you're pissing American style, pal.
No.
Stop pointing. We're not going to piss shame someone live.
I don't. Was this not? I won't lose control. We've never lost control of a show, and I'm not going to start tonight, all right?
I love this beautiful rainbow connection between two souls passing in this journey we call life.
Daddy, how did you meet my godfather?
Well. He just finished pissing him, though. He's like, hiya!
That man has the high kicks of a Rockette, honey. Well, Justin, you're welcome.
Thank you.
That's how we do it here.
That's how we do it here. I'm sorry. You got to stretch out, man.
Also, COVID made shit super weird for a lot of people and a lot of things. A lot of things are no more for hands. Just feet only, please. Thank you.
Yeah, you should see people answer their phones and hold them up to their ears.
Yeah,
it's wild. It's
totally thank you, cool. Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. If we could take house lights back down as we bring things to a close this evening.
Yes, goodbye.
Thank you all so much for coming. You all have been absolutely incredible. This is a sold-out house, which is fucking bonkers. So thank you all for coming. Thank you to the Atlanta Symphony Hall for having us here. This is a gorgeous spot. We haven't performed here before, and we are really appreciative.
Thank you to, I hope you all saw the poster outside by Sarah McKay. It's
yes,
absolutely
our
gorgeous.
Incredible merch designer, Sarah McKay, does not often do posters for us, and this one just fucking kicks ass.
It's so good.
I want to say a huge thanks to my buddy Dwight Slappy for coming out here and introducing us. If you've never watched Things I Bought at Sheetz or Taste of Luxury, they're on the Macro Film YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Thank you to Rachel, who does the audio for the shows and the editing for the podcasts. And thank you to Amanda, who is our business manager, and we couldn't do the shows without her.
Thanks, Amanda.
And thank you to Paul, who is on this tour, legally our dad.
Yep.
On this tour. And, oh, yeah, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a fucking bop.
And don't forget to use the hashtag KitKatBreakSweepstakes. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everybody. Keep using the hashtag.
We're going to end there. That energy is too strong.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Love
not like later tonight, but someday we'll come back soon and do another show. Okay, bye.
My name is Justin McElroy. Kiss your dad's square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.